live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to yet another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, your host, and we're normally inside our studio inside Renaissance Bank on Windward Parkway in Alpharetta, but we're not quite back there yet, but we're looking forward to that day soon, hopefully, as we tape this show here in October 2020. But in the meantime, if you are looking for a more personal experience with your bank, and you can't get it because they've got 1-800 numbers and automated voices and all that kind of thing, then I would suggest you go to renaissancebank.com, find the local office. There are some 200 of those offices across the South open and ready to serve you, and give them a call. What you'll find is a real person will answer the phone. What a concept. And if that's what you're looking for in a bank for your business, give them a call and make an appointment and go see them. I think you'll be glad you did. And I know I've been glad when I've sent my clients to Renaissance Bank. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome Scott Peterson. And Scott is the president CEO of Positive Athlete. Scott, welcome.
Hey, John, how are you?
I'm great. Good to have you here.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about Positive Athlete. How are you serving folks out there?
Well, Positive Athlete actually started about 10 years ago in Pittsburgh, of all places. And it started there because a great Georgia Bulldog, Hines Ward, and I had wanted to come up with an idea to create a brand that would speak to especially kids in a positive way and start recognizing kids for being positive. You know, not so much, there are lots and lots of sports awards for kids who are the, you know, all state and all conference and things like that. But there were no awards for kids who'd overcome difficult circumstances, kids who'd given back to their communities and schools in a significant way. So Hines and I came up with this idea. It was kind of easy to have him up in Pittsburgh because everybody loves Hines Ward, Super Bowl MVP up there and Dancing with the Stars champion. And so we kind of built this whole idea, and the schools and the business community just loved it because they were able to stand up next to Hines and give away awards for positivity. And so as we started it up there, and then Hines lives here in Georgia, as do I. And we said, why don't we try this in Georgia? And Georgia has actually become the model for how we do things now in about six states. And last year we had 415 high schools in Georgia give us over 5,400 nominations of kids. For those same reasons. So giving back to their schools and communities, overcoming difficult circumstances, or sometimes people just even nominate them because they're a good kid and they want to encourage them. And so that is the footprint from which we're working. And we've had a lot of corporations here in Georgia get involved as well.
You know, it's interesting, Scott, that I think sports are encouraged as a way to build character, build community involvement, you know, build the overall person. Yet this kind of award was obviously a gap where these kind of traits weren't being recognized and rewarded. And that's where you and Hines stepped in.
Yeah. And you know, if you think about it, about 2% of the kids who play high school sports are going to go on and play at the next level. All right. And that may even be high. And so 98% of the kids are going on to be business people like you and myself and those and your listeners. And, you know, but what sports does do for them is it teaches them to be a good teammate. It teaches them to win and to lose, because we both know in life and in business, you're going to win and you're going to lose. And so having had that experience through high school sports is one of the great reasons that you want to play. The other thing, too, is, you know, just interacting, making friends, building your soft skills and things like that. Athletics have a tremendous way to do that. So, you know, similar to the NFL, and they have the Man of the Year, and Major League Baseball has the Roberto Clemente Award. So the Positive Athlete is really kind of your similar award for these high school kids that, yeah, so you're exactly right, John. There was a gap in terms of doing it. And the schools say, hey, the same 2% of the kids are already getting all these conference awards and anything like that. We'd love to have an award that any kid who plays sports, as long as they have a positive attitude and they're giving back to their communities, you know, those kids should have an opportunity to win one of these kinds of awards.
Scott, talk about the awards themselves and how they are granted. Does it break down by school? Are there different categories of awards? So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So what we did was we didn't want this to be, you know, what comes out when you have Hines Ward as your spokesperson is this is going to be another football award, right?
Sure.
So what this was is we wanted to have all sports, boys and girls. So we give away you can win the most positive boys basketball, girls tennis. And we also have some other catch-alls, which are, we call alternative sports. So we know kids do karate and equestrian and fencing and all sorts of other sports. So we wanted people to be able to nominate any kid who's playing some kind of sport for our awards. And so what we do is we divide here in Georgia, we divide it into 14 different regions. So for this particular audience, we have a North Atlanta region, which includes North Fulton and Forsyth County. And so when we will name the most positive, about 30 different awards we will give away to kids in the North Fulton and Forsyth area for being the most positive athlete based upon the nominations that people, parents give us, coaches give us, fans give us. It's a free program. It's just you go to our website and you don't, it's not a large application process or anything like that. It just tells us about the kid, just tell about who they are. And then we dig in a little deeper once we find some stories. And I'm telling you, John, some of the stories we find are just incredible.
I would love it if you could share maybe a story or two of awards that you've given to a young man, young woman who have really stood out for you.
Well, I was going to say there's a couple of them, and I'd like to try to keep them if I can into the North Fulton side of this thing. But
sure,
we've got a young lady who went to Centennial High School, and she was born with cerebral palsy, and her attitude and how she has she really built within the school this whole positive attitude of what you can do when someone tells you at a young age, tells your parents, this kid's not going to walk. And this young girl has gone on to actually to set records in track and field on, you know, with Paralympic type sports, adaptive type sports things, actually got a scholarship to the University of Michigan. But if she'd have listened to the doctors who said, you know, she's just going to kind of be a nice kid and you can kind of get along with her. And here's this girl who's doing amazing things and just inspiring the school behind her on the thing. And we've had other kids. We had a kid that was a softball pitcher who this is a kid down in Macon. She was like, I'm so busy playing softball. All I ever do is play softball. I don't have any time to help somebody in the community, you know, but she came up with an idea to say, hey, what if I get people to give me $10 for every strikeout this year that I do? She raised $30,000 for the Macon Food Bank.
And, oh, wow.
And so can you imagine? So that's just a kid who just said, hey, I just want to be able to use what I have. Now, what's that's done, John, is that's inspired other kids to say, oh, I'm a wrestler. For every time I win a wrestling match, I want to have people do that. And we had a kid actually in the North Fulton area who raised $10,000 for autism because he heard that story and said, well, I could do something like that myself. And so people are always wanting to get behind kids in new ways. And so these are the stories that we continue to find. They come in our mailbox every day.
Wow, great work here from Scott Peterson. And Scott is the president, CEO of Positive Athlete. So, Scott, this is fascinating stuff and heartwarming stuff that you're doing here. And I'm sure the next question that some folks have is, so how do I bring this to my school if it's not there? And if it is there, how do the applications or the nominations, I should say, work for these awards? How does all that happen?
Yeah, we'd be hard pressed to find a school that isn't participating. We've been doing this now for a long time, but it's one thing to have the school participate, but it's another to have their parents kind of feel like, hey, I can go ahead and nominate my own kid. Mm. You know, generally speaking, we go through the athletic directors of the schools, and then they kind of send it out to their coaches and say, hey, do you have some kids that you would like to nominate for a Positive Athlete Award? So some schools will give us 100 nominations and some schools will give us 3. Okay. Mm. And sometimes it's just a matter of, okay, did that ever get out of the inbox of the athletic director, you know, and get it out? Because you're telling me there are only 3 positive kids in the entire school. and so what we've tried to do is help it be something that help understand. And I appreciate this opportunity to talk to the North Fulton community, because it's like, your kids can be nominated for free. All you have to go is to our website at positiveathlete.org, and there's a nomination button, and just nominate the kids. And we've had people tell us that their love letters to their children to say, I just want them to know they may be the third string kid on a football team, or they may be, you know, like the, you know, not a big, a big star athlete on their team, but the things they do in their community and the way they approach it, how they hug every teammate, how they console them after tough games and things like that, is just exactly the kind of reason we started this award. So I always want to encourage parents, write your kid a love letter through Positive Athlete and tell them how much they mean to you. Tell them that you noticed. And a lot of times that's what coaches or even counselors or principals of these schools, they've been coming through and writing these beautiful letters inside of our nominations, just saying, I just want to tell you about this kid. Mm. They're just such a wonderful kid and the kind of things they're doing to help the community. And, you know, we're Positive Athlete and we know that there are kids who are musicians and other things, but a lot of times, like I said, high school sports is the heartbeat of a lot of communities. And so we found that's kind of way we started with this, was to go Positive Athlete first. But we know that there's a lot of other kids too that are musicians and artists and are into robotics and all these kind of things. We just happen to kind of are starting this in the athletic realm.
That's awesome, Scott. And you've also started a video cast called Lessons in Positivity. And you have brought on some pretty high profile pro and Olympic athletes on the show. So talk about why you've been able to get those caliber of athletes to come on.
Yeah, well, it's you know, what happened was when the pandemic hit, one of the things we wanted to do was one of the schools came back to us and said, hey, we've got a lot of kids who are spending time at home. They got the rugs pulled out from underneath them when they were trying to, you know, they had their baseball season taken away, or they had, you know, all these spring sports especially. And then also the nervousness of football teams and stuff like that about, okay, are we even going to get to play again? And so what I did was I started reaching out. I've had a sports marketing background my entire life. And so I know a lot of people in those industries. So I reached out to them and started asking them, hey, would you send an encouraging message? Could we have a conversation with these kids to encourage them during this time period? And then talk a little bit about, you know, like when I spoke with John Smoltz and said, John, you know, what would you go back and tell John Smoltz, your middle school, high school self, if you had it all to do over again? And they're really interesting conversations. And we tried to do, it's not just football, it's not just baseball, it's also different kinds of sports. The top softball player that's going to lead Team USA in softball We've had the first African-American female swimmer, Marissa McClendon, came on and talked a little bit about what life was like for her growing up as an African-American trying to do in kind of a white sport in, mm-hmm. in swimming. And the things she had to go through, the pressure she had as maybe being the first African-American to ever make the USA women's swimming team. So there's messages for the kids all throughout this, and the athletes have been more than happy. A lot of them were stuck at home themselves, like they couldn't get out either, so they had time. And I spoke to the president of NASCAR the other day, who said he'd like to have Bubba Wallace on the show and talk about his experience earlier in the year and how does that relate to kids and how does some of these athletes feel about some of the social issues going on and what the role of an athlete should be, how should kids maybe view it and those kinds of things. And so they've been really interesting conversations and a lot of fun.
That sounds awesome. And folks, we'll have a link in the show notes to this video cast where you can find them. Scott, interested here in, I mean, we're business and we love to talk about business, and I'd love it if you could share how businesses and corporations are involved with you in this effort.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so we have some people like Delta Airlines and Northside Hospital and Children's Healthcare and LGE Community Credit Union, who are the ones that are funding this. But the reason they got behind it was, if you think about Delta Airlines is trying to say, how do we build for the future the kinds of employees that we would like to have work at Delta Airlines? So what better than a database of kids, 5,400 kids here in Georgia alone, who are high character kids, who understand teamwork, who have won and lost, as we talked about a little earlier, and use that as a way to say that could be a strategy in terms of the war on talent that businesses have these days. Trying to find the best people that have some kind of intangible thing. You know, there's something on the resume that you can have in terms of your grade point averages and things, but they're always looking for that little different thing. And so what a lot of companies have found is we want to get to know kids who play sports a little bit more, because there's that. We want competitive people. Mm. We want people that are good teammates. We want. And so if you've already vetted the point that we have in Positive Athlete, you can do that. So that's one way that corporations have looked at being involved in this. The other way is simply from a branding standpoint and trying to communicate and interact with high school student athletes or high school student athletes and their parents, which are a large group of people that are not necessarily the easiest to get to. So you know, trying to sponsor every single high school would be the way most organizations would go to try to do that. Well, within Positive Athlete, you have a relationship with all of the schools in whatever your marketing footprint is, especially if you're here in Georgia. And if you're a company that is saying, hey, I'm based here, but we're in states all over the place. We've set up a system to be able to handle that as well. And so we've been in Minnesota and New York and Michigan and other places that Delta wanted us to go, for example, because that's where their hubs are. And so as companies are sitting there saying, how do we find a unique way to put a positive spin in terms of who we are, and associate ourselves with sports in a way that is not just jumping on the bandwagon of, say, the Atlanta Braves and how well they're doing this year. There's reasons to do that, but there's also to say, how do we tie in with the heart of our community, which is our high schools? Mm-hmm. And right, it's been kind of difficult for companies to say, what is that avenue to get there? And so Positive Athlete has actually created an opportunity for companies, can be large or small, to get involved with something that reaches those people.
Scott, I'd love it if you could share some of your background, because you're modest and haven't mentioned it, but you've got quite an extensive background in sports related marketing. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I, so my brother was, to take you back, I grew up in Nebraska. and went to school at the University of Nebraska, where the N on the helmet stands for knowledge, by the way. I didn't know if you knew that. But my brother was Tom Osborne, the great football coach's recruiting coordinator. Mm. And so I could not get permission from my mom to have my brother whacked. So I had to go down to Oklahoma State University, where my first boss was Jimmy Johnson, who's now, you know, went on to be the Dallas Cowboys coach and, and on Fox and stuff. So anyway, I was Oklahoma State's recruiting coordinator coming out of school. Then Jimmy and crew went to Miami to create another dynasty at the University of Miami. But my first love was baseball. And so I got an opportunity to become the assistant director of marketing to a guy named Rush Limbaugh at the Kansas City Royals. And so so I spent a year going to lunch with Rush Limbaugh, listening to him talk about politics, not about corporate sponsorships and all the things we should have been talking about.
Right.
We were talking politics. Now, I know that people would spend a lot of money right now to be able to go to lunch with Rush Limbaugh every day, but I was sort of the one that had to go to lunch with him because nobody else wanted to hear him talk about lunch or about politics. Yeah. So anyway, so Rush was relieved of his duties by the Royals, and I was exalted up to the point of a director of marketing for the Royals in 1984. So it was my marketing idea for the Royals to win the 1985 World Series. No one had ever thought of the idea, you know, that we should, hey, if we win the World Series, we'll sell more tickets, we'll sell more sponsorships. Of course, I'm just I told John Schurholz that one time, by the way, and he had a big, because he was our general manager at the time.
Right.
So after I got my World Series ring, I took off and came down to Atlanta. That's how I got here, because I went to work for an agency that did all of Miller Brewing Company sports marketing. So my job was to create our relationships with the NBA and the NFL and Major League Baseball and NASCAR and all these other sports. So I got a pretty quick opportunity in life. I was about 24, 25, 26 years old to be at the kind of the forefront of what sports marketing was. Because if you think back in the mid 80s, sports marketing wasn't as it is today. You know, it's not the big business that it is today. So I was kind of in that first tier of it and got to know people with the NFL, got to know people with the NBA, and they already knew me with Major League Baseball. And so they all kind of came to me and said, why don't you start your own marketing company? And so built a marketing company based upon those relationships. The NFL was feeding me clients and the NBA was. And so kind of built an agency. As a matter of fact, then merged it with, I don't know if you're a golf fan, but I remember Payne Stewart.
Oh, sure.
When his flight went down, the chairman of their company called me because they had all of the president of the company and of the agency was on this. His representatives were on the flight with him.
Yeah.
And they said, would you consider merging in your agency to do that? So all of a sudden I was representing athletes or over the top of representing athletes. And so got to know a lot of athletes. Then we did the marketing and PR around Livestrong, the yellow wristband, with Lance Armstrong. And so all of these things I've had a chance to do in life. And then at one point I said, you know what, I really wanted to do I'll call it a retirement project, but I really wanted this Positive Athlete kind of started out that way. And it's turned into so much more, but I basically sold my interest in that company, that agency, so that I could go take this on for the rest of my life and having a ball doing it, John.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And your enthusiasm comes through for sure, Scott. Scott Peterson's with us, folks, and he is president and CEO of Positive Athlete. You know, Scott, I wanted to have you talk a little bit about your background, because it's interesting that you've had all this, I guess, professional and collegiate sports experience, and your focus, though, on, as you call them, the backbone of the community, high school sports. Talk about the importance of high school sports to a company that wants to market, and why that you see that as so crucial.
Well, it's on a variety of fronts. You know, you're always trying to get with a family, all right? And the family has kids and they're involved with those kids, and they make decisions a lot of times about their kids. And And I've always kind of said, if you do something nice for somebody, you know, if you do something nice for me, thank you very much. If you take me to a Braves game, so do something nice for my kid, and you have me.
Right.
I mean, I'll do pretty much anything for you. And that's kind of the philosophy around this idea of how do you market to families in a new way that's positive. And, you know, what we're trying to do for these kids, all we're doing with these kids is we're giving them scholarships. These corporations I talked about are giving them scholarships. These kids are getting business opportunities or getting resume building opportunities. The Braves, every kid, not this year, but in the past, the Braves have given every kid, all 5,400 kids, two tickets to go to a Braves game. All right. That's over 10,000 tickets the Braves committed to doing that.
Wow.
And we've talked to the other, you know, we've had kids at United, our soccer players got to do the first kick at the Atlanta United. So the thing about it is that if you think about it, the family is, most families have some kind of a sports related connection to their community. And so how do you market to those people? And it's a little easier, like in college and in the pros, to kind of make your connection that way. But high schools are very, it's a very fractioned type opportunity to kind of, how do I fit in there? And so Positive Athlete is that, is in every school where we've been in there for a while. And all these companies are kind of getting the benefit of making that connection to multiple schools at one time. And it's really not all that expensive.
Wow. Scott Peterson's been with us, folks, and he is with Positive Athlete. Scott, this has been great. And I know that folks maybe have heard this, and maybe I ought to ask, I mean, who is it that you'd like to hear from here? Is it businesses? Is it maybe schools that aren't participating? All of the above? Talk about that.
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah, all of the above. But I think the biggest thing is we would love to have a chance to sit down and talk with companies who are saying, I would really like to, either whether it's my local high school or the footprint of the high schools in our area. And quite frankly, it kind of goes down even into the middle schools, sometimes even to the elementary schools. But I haven't had an easy time reaching those people. I know they're an important market. But can you help me find a way to reach that? And so I would say first, it would be working with businesses to say, if you would like to consider that strategy, first of all, you know, and it may not be through Positive Athlete, maybe someplace else. I'd be happy to just sit down and talk to you about what is the high school landscape and how is it that we could integrate into it in a new way that is positive, that can, a lot of times what we do is, for example, Northside Hospital wanted to have their leadership award. They wanted to kind of tie what they're doing through leadership. But we also have other companies like CAVMC has the Positive Energy Award. They want to kind of tie their, you know, the kid who brings the most positive energy to their games and practices and stuff in their community. And so what we do is we can find ways and creative ways to help a company say, how do we take what we want people to believe about our company and get it into those high schools? And so that's what I would love to have a conversation with any company that would like to talk to us. And you don't have to be a big name company. You can be, we have a lot of smaller companies who just say, hey, I'd just like to contribute to this effort to, you know, change the culture in schools to not just be promoting the kids who, you know, on a day in, I think it's February now, or even in, I guess it's in December, where a kid puts a hat on, says, I'm going to Alabama. That's been about the only time that the kids are celebrated from a sports perspective. And so now we have this event at the College Football Hall of Fame, and we do videos on these kids and things like that. There's new ways to do things that are digital and can go viral and those kinds of things that companies would really be, I think it would be really interested in hearing about.
Well, that's great. Well, let's get to the important question and answer then is tell them how they can get in touch with you and connect. I'd love to have you share that.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Yes, positiveathlete.org is our website and our PowerPoint presentation. All right, because you can kind of see everything on there. You can see the videos we're doing. You can see who the other sponsors are and what they've been doing. And so positiveathlete.org is the best way. You can also reach out to me personally at Scott_Peterson. And Peterson is P-E-D as in dog, E-R-S-O-N, at celebratepositive.com. It's Scott_Peterson at celebratepositive.com. And I would love to talk to you and my phone number, I'll give you my phone number, 404-277-3241. And like I said, if anybody just wants to have a conversation, has ideas, anything, we just want to help the kids.
Awesome work. Scott Peterson, President and CEO of Positive Athlete. Thanks so much for being with us.
John, thanks so much for having me, and thanks for what you're doing in the community as well.
Thank you. Folks, just a quick reminder that if you've got some headaches that involve administrative tasks, bookkeeping, marketing, and you really need to outsource this to somebody that really knows what's going on there and can get that kink in your business unkinked, if you will. Well, I've got an answer that involves picking up the phone and calling Essie Escobedo over at Office Angels. Essie and her team have been in business for 20 years, and they've been virtual that whole time. And what Essie does is listen to what your problem is. She picks the best angel for you, and that angel flies in, gets the work done on an ongoing or as-needed basis, and flies out again. So it's really a great service that she offers the business community. You can find out more at officeangels.us or call Essie directly at 770-442-9246 and tell her I sent you, and I endorse her because I use her and her services, and they do a great job. And folks, just another quick reminder as we wrap it up here that our show is on all the major podcast apps. North Fulton Business Radio is the search term. You can find an archive of our shows at northfultonbusinessradio.com. We would love it if you would go give us a great review on our whatever podcast app you listen to or utilize, whether that's Apple, Stitcher, Google, what have you, because that helps people find the show. And it's not about us. It's about our guests. And we would love it to be able to promote great business leaders like Scott and the other guests that we've had over these last 4 years, going up on 300 shows. So we would really appreciate it if you would do that. And connect with us on social media. We're at North Fulton BRX on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. So for my guest, Scott Peterson, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.